Welcome back, everyone, to Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined by Colin Blackwell, senior right winger for the Harvard Crimson, here on our program this week. Colin, want to welcome you to the show and welcome you back to good health, a dynamic player and an opportunity now to play college hockey again. You must be very excited just about the fact that you got another chance this season and things have gone so well for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it. Like I was talking to you earlier before, unbelievable honor just to get a chance to kind of wear the Harvard Crimson jersey and be back for a fifth year. Not everybody gets that opportunity. So for me to have another crack at it and, like you said, to be healthy, something I'm really excited about.
No, indeed the case. And Colin, I remember we talked to you back, going back what, 3-4 years ago. You got off to such a great start, and to no surprise of anybody, particularly here locally in Boston, that remember your tremendous impact on the St. John's Prep program. I remember watching, I remember telling you back a few years ago about how much I enjoyed you playing in the state tournament in the Super 8 there as a senior. And you followed that up at Harvard. Great year on and off the ice. You were semifinalists for the Walter Brown Award, also an ECAC Hockey All-Academic selection. And then things later on in your career, you surrendered to injury and missed virtually an entire season. I know it took a little bit of doing to get back to have this opportunity, but everything with your medical red shirt was in line to get you back on the ice. Very fortunate in that regard.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, for me, I'm extremely lucky to be able to play this game that I love and to be able to make it this far. But number one overall has got to be kind of the health component. And obviously, I really enjoyed my freshman year and everything went well. And obviously, it was kind of unexpected that to kind of run into the injury, the plague that I unfortunately ran into. But for me, I had a really good support network from kind of everyone around me, including my family. And there's some tough times and some times where I really didn't think I'd be able to get back on the ice. But looking back on it now, hopefully I can put that in the past. And there's plenty of hockey left that I think I have in me, and especially this season. So, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face, and every day I realize that I've kind of had hockey taken away from me, so I don't really take it for granted. And maybe I did in the past, but for me, I kind of step on the ice like I'm not going to necessarily be able to play tomorrow. So really excited to be back, and like I said, there's some exciting weeks ahead of me.
No, indeed, and I look back just for a moment, to kind of take us back to last season. It was an abbreviated season for you. You got to play in about a dozen games and really provided a big offensive boost for the Crimson on a team that really developed an identity as an NCAA contending, not just an ECAC contending, but an NCAA contending team getting back to the tournament. How exciting was that for you to get back on the ice, to be surrounded by a real talented squad and to be a contributor last year? You must have really special feeling for you to have that opportunity a year ago.
Absolutely. I mean, coming in when we were freshmen, my class, the original class of 2015, we had a lot of ups and downs, injuries, different things that happened, but to kind of get back with that crew and kind of for the first time, and it might have been 3 years, we finally got a chance to kind of play with each other. And we had a ton of talent last year, and like you said, we kind of ran into some injuries. And for me, I think I missed the first, 26, 27 games of the season. Didn't know if I had a chance to get back. So for me, when I kind of got back, I was kind of on an adrenaline run. I may not have been in the best shape or anything along those lines, but I hadn't played in over a season and a half, 2 seasons. And kind of that team that we had, we finally got a taste of what it was like to be successful and kind of what it was like to, win big games, play with the lead, play in big games, win the ECAC championship, and to kind of get back to the NCAA tournament, coming back for this year's team. A lot of us are back. We have that taste in our mouth, and we felt that we did well last year, but at the same time, we felt that we could have gone a little bit further, and we came up short of our ultimate goals. So outlining those in the beginning of this year was something on our mind to get back there, and we still got a long ways to go, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, knowing last year that you did come short in the NCAA tournament, short of the Frozen Four, and I was one of the folks that thought Harvard had a great shot, and you did come very close to the Frozen Four, but you did, as a group of seniors, as you mentioned, your original class of 2015, Can't take it away. You did add to the legacy of Harvard hockey and add to that trophy case over at the Bright Landry Bright Arena with an ECAC championship that was real special, winning up in Lake Placid.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I played in Lake Placid probably twice when I was a kid, and just the history that's obviously, you know, occurred in that building. It was really something special to play in the big ice in the 1980 kind of Olympic arena, and to play, obviously, we played, you know, the ECAC, some of the best teams in the country, and it really prepared us kind of well, not only for this year, but to go into the NCAA tournament. It was, you know, a tough battle all the way for the 3-4 weeks of that tournament, and then to go up to Lake Placid with all the history there, kind of in the rink, in the town, you kind of started just walking around. It would have been awesome, special to be a part of kind of 1980. But for us last year, you know, it was huge for us, and we finally, like you said, cemented ourselves in the ECAC to be actual contenders. And to get that taste, we kind of know what it takes in order to get to the championship and hopefully move forward this year.
You know, growing up in North Andover and playing at St. John's Prep and having the opportunity, what a great opportunity to come to Harvard, both athletically and academically. Did you have a strong awareness of the tradition and the history of Crimson hockey and all that meant? And obviously, the very strong tie to Crimson hockey, member of the national championship team with Ted Donato.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 1989, that's you know, the last time Harvard won the national championship, and 1993, I believe, is, you know, kind of when you the last time, you know, the Beanpot came back to Cambridge. So obviously we have a with all the ECAC, you know, titles that we've seen kind of hanging up in the rafters in our rink, all the great players, Hobie Bakers that have come through here. Obviously you kind of see it on the walls and the rink and the pictures. And for me, you know, kind of just be a part of that and hopefully, you know, kind of get back to, you know, where, you know, Harvard hockey has been in the past and kind of put Harvard hockey back on the map. It's honestly been really special just kind of see how this team has, you know, grown and emerged since when I was a freshman in 2011. Just watching players like Jimmy Vesey come in and kind of see where, you know, he is today. You know, it's really something special, especially being a Massachusetts native, playing with him kind of my whole life, playing against him. But we've seen, especially myself, with my class of 2015, like I said, I've seen a lot of ups and downs kind of in this. In order to get to the top, you have to overcome some adversity. And I think a lot of people on this team have done that. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the guys in the locker room. And kind of like I said earlier, you know, we've been off to a good start this year. But obviously, we still have a long ways to go. And we have our goals that we want to reach and we want to achieve. And we're taking it day by day, game by game. And, you know, we're looking forward to this weekend against Princeton.
You have missed some action this year, but back healthy, and you've better than a point a game, plus four. You've had a couple of power play goals. Overall, been a very strong contributor to a prolific offensive team for the Crimson. Just to give us a little bit of insight what it's like to be part of a team that can just get after the opponents. Such great balance up front. It just seems like when the Crimson got it going, it's wave after wave, and you playing right wing. Also, just to tell us a little bit about playing with Malone and Esposito. Malone in the middle and Esposito on the left side. Quite a combination for the three of you guys clicking together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we say this kind of every single day. You know, we have some unbelievable players that, you know, on a team, on another team in the country, they'd be in the lineup. But unfortunately, without as much depth as we have, some really good players are out of the lineup every night. And I know, I think that's kind of exciting when you're playing where lines 1 through 4, are just like you said, come at you when we're on our game, we're playing fast the way we like to play, getting behind their defense and kind of wearing them down and using our depth to our advantage. So definitely there's some times where we've been, you know, hot this year where, you know, line 4 has been producing unbelievably just as much as, you know, line 1, 2, 3. We don't really look at it as lines 1 through 4 kind of anymore. Anybody kind of step up, and, you know, there's been a bunch of times this season where, you know, different people have stepped up, different people have kind of, you know, struggled or injuries or something along those lines. And for, you know, to have that confidence that somebody who may not be in the lineup, you know, one night will be able to produce the next night is kind of something special. And I think it's something really impressive to be a part of, to, you you know, show the work ethic of some of the guys that we have on our team. But to play with, you know, Sean and Luke, it's definitely something special. I mean, we played with each other last year and we had a lot of chemistry, a lot of synergy with one another. So it was fun this past weekend to kind of get a chance to play with them again. I think we complement each other really well. We're good friends off the ice, hanging out and stuff along those lines. And like I said, you know, the way we play, we kind of have a similar mindset of the way we like to play. So I, you know, ended up working well, and you know, hopefully we can continue that the way we kind of were effective and kind of a bunch of little energy bugs out there like last year as well as this past weekend.
Well, this past weekend was a big one. The Crimson went on the road. Never easy to go on the Ithaca Hamilton swing. Cornell, it speaks for itself. What a great rivalry that is, Harvard and Cornell, for decades. Colgate, the team that you defeated to win the ECAC championship. And a big weekend for you. You got the Crimson started with a power play goal, ended up with a four-point weekend overall. Just a tremendous weekend for the Crimson to pick up four much-needed points in the league race.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, going on a long road trip like that, Colgate and Cornell are two hostile environments where, you know, we haven't had that much success in the past or ever since I can remember. And I know that myself individually, I haven't got a chance to win at Cornell or Colgate, I don't believe. So to be able to go up there against two teams, like you said, Cornell has been hot this whole year, been consistently in the top 10, have, you know, one of the best home records kind of in the country, playing at Lina is obviously something special with our rivalry. They throw fish at us all the time. Immediately, you know, you get into the game right from the beginning of warm-ups or realistically the night before when you walk in. So that was obviously something special, and it's great for our senior class to walk out of there kind of on a high note. And then Colgate, you know, we played them in the championship last year, and they're, you know, a fast-paced, really skilled team. And playing there, it was a good crowd, and they kept it tight. And you know, we were happy to squeak out of there with another win. So big 4 points, and we couldn't be more excited about that. That was definitely, you know, one of the things you, in order to do well in this league and cement yourself at the top, you have to go into those hostile environments and come up with some big points. And you know, we were lucky enough to go into two teams' home barns and come out with 4 points. And, you know, if you look at the ECAC race right now, it's really
great. Yep.
So every point matters. So that was huge for us.
No, indeed it was. And I've got a reference, a little bit of perspective from you on the Harvard power play, which is just devastating to opponents right now. 31.8%, three power play goals on the weekend. And you know, any of your opponents, be advised to not take penalties, because chances are the Crimson are going to put it in the back of the net. You guys are really clicking on the power play right now.
Yeah, I mean, special teams is huge in any game that you play. I mean, you can kill off penalties or, you know, have a successful power play, whether it's you're putting goals in the back of the net. So even if that doesn't work out, you can at least hem the team and down on their own end and keep the momentum going your way. So, you know, we take special teams really serious, really serious here at Harvard. And obviously, we got, like you said, we have so much depth kind of in our team that, you know, both power play units have been dynamite for kind of the whole year now. So, you know, when you have that much firepower and you have people clicking and a lot of chemistry, you know, things can go really well. And I think, over the weekend, kind of that's kind of our we kind of got the last, you know, four games before that, we were 1-3 in our last four, and we kind of got away from some of the stuff that, you know, we had labeled ourselves as our identity as, you know, the Harvard Crimson, Harvard Hockey, which was kind of getting pucks in deep and kind of using our depth to wear the other teams down to, you know, hopefully draw penalties and create scoring opportunities and taking it to the net. I think this weekend we kind of got back to that, got the, you know, drawing penalties and kind of clicking on the power play. So, you know, seeing that, we're definitely going to have our opportunities 5-on-5. But at the same time, if we can score on the power play, it's going to be huge for us.
Lethal this past weekend, 3-for-4 at Cornell and 2-for-3, 5-for-7 on the power play for the weekend. I also want to note, as it was noted by your head coach, Ted Donato, at the Beanpot Luncheon this week, the participation of the Crimson and was exemplary. not just for being involved with it, but the circumstances, getting off the bus after a long bus ride. You and your teammates had the chance to participate in the Children's Skate with One Summit on Sunday. Just tell us a little bit about that experience for you and your teammates, Colin.
Oh, it was an absolute blast. I mean, we had a long bus ride, like you said. We didn't get back till 5 a.m., but the next morning, kind of seeing those kids and just having an absolute blast with them, puts smiles on their faces, but also smiles on our faces. One Summit is an organization with kids who have had or currently have cancer patients, and to be able to have them back in our locker room and to be able to come on the ice and skate with them, have some races, and just kind of forget about, any of the struggles that they've been through and kind of just be a kid for once. It's really something that, I saw the smiles on all the guys' face, and the kids were having a great time too. So it was an unbelievable day, and we wouldn't want it any other way. We had a blast, and we're looking forward to working with them again.
Credit to you and your teammates and for participating and being part of that. Just a final word would be remiss if we didn't mention, we don't want you looking ahead. You got a big game in ECAC play, resurgent Princeton team on Friday. But with the Beanpot luncheon, thoughts do go to the Beanpot, and this will be your last opportunity in the Beanpot. You have another opportunity. You mentioned it's been a while for the Crimson, so some very strong motivation for a real talented hockey team.
Absolutely. I mean, Princeton, look at it. Friday night is going to be a huge tilt. Also, the Beanpot's very right around the corner as well. So we got to focus on Princeton and the Tigers first. But with Monday night's Beanpot, couldn't be more excited about that. I've only got a chance to play in it my freshman and sophomore year. In the last 2 years, unfortunately, I've missed because of injury. So for me, and not too many people get a fifth opportunity or a crack at the Beanpot. But for me, I couldn't be more excited about it. I know that some of my friends from high school that went to D.C., they told me, DCBU Northeastern, they told me that they gave me a hard time, said I never went to Beanpot, so I'd like to prove them wrong one of these days. So I'm hoping this year is the year, and I know the guys are looking forward to it, but we got Princeton on Friday night. Like I said, they've been playing really well, and it's a big Ivy League and ECAC contest, so two big games coming up, and the Harvard Crimson are looking forward to it.
No, indeed. We're looking forward to seeing you play Monday night at the Beanpot. Best of luck traveling down to face the Tigers on Friday for you and the Crimson, Colin, and look forward. It'll be Boston College and the Crimson at 5:00 in the early game on Monday, Beanpot Monday, at the TD Garden. Thanks very much for your time, Colin. A pleasure to talk to you here this week.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Colin Blackwell, senior right wing out of North Andover, Mass., for the Harvard Crimson, joining us here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.